Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Oxlang, an OPM podcast by the Philippine Daily Inquirer, powered by Puma Podcast. At ako po ang host nyo, si Tina Arceo Dumlao, Business Features Editor na Inquirer. If you're wondering what an economic journalist is doing with a music podcast, eh mahilig din lang talaga ako sa music, particularly OPM, yung sariling atin. For many Gen Xers like myself, vinyl records were just part of growing up. Sabi nga ni Raymond Marasigan, wala pa noong iPad or MP3, wala pa ring CD or DVD. But what we had were these records that you carefully pulled out of the sleeve and then placed on the turntable. You waited for the arm to lift and move, watched the needle go down and find a groove, and then listened carefully to the music that came out while reading the liner notes and the credits at the back of the album cover. That was how I educated myself on OPM. And it was love at first listen. I'm happy to note that I haven't snapped out of it, and that today, there has been a resurgence in the medium that was once given up for dead. The pandemic has damaged many parts of the economy, but apparently not the niche vinyl sector. In fact, the opposite is true, with vinyl record sales hitting multi-year highs, as a growing number of lockdown music lovers turn to music in old-school format to get rid of the COVID-19 blues. This encouraging trend of more music fans enjoying the warm sound, the cover art, and indeed the ceremony of putting the needle on the record is not just seen in the big markets such as the United States and the United Kingdom, but here as well. Among the many reasons behind this seemingly irreversible trend is the appreciation for the quality of music that comes out of a vinyl record. I asked many audiophiles, and they said that what makes the vinyl a special medium is that you can hear more of the notes on the low end of the register, and you can pick up more of the sound of the individual instruments, since the music is not compressed, such as in compact discs. There is also something appealing about the entire experience of looking at the album art, reading the credits, and just taking things slow. Cashing in on this trend is Vika Records, an institution in the world of original Filipino music. Vika Records again released vinyl versions of OPM classic albums in its deep catalog for the enjoyment of both those who grew up on the music and those discovering them for the first time. It also released these albums to celebrate its 55th anniversary. In this episode of Oxlang, we're choosing 5 albums from Vika Records that we believe should be part of every vinyl record collection. Here's the first one.
Quite a while, you've really kept me wanting you. You've got some style, so unique. You're beautiful, so warm, so deep.
Stay with me. That's the song Loving You by Rick Segreto from his album Segreto. Vinyl record sellers Bobby Banaag of Placa Planet and Bob De Leon of Bebop Records attest to the enduring popularity of this eponymous album. It was first released in 1982 to great reviews, and it again flew off the shelves when it was reissued by Vika. And why not, when practically every song in this album is a certified hit? These include Don't Know What to Say, Don't Know What to Do, and Give Me a Chance, penned by Odette Quesada. These have become karaoke classics and go-tos for hopeless romantics.
such an easy thing to do. No, you never know. It's driving me crazy cause it grows and grows. But I won't let it stop. No, I'm not giving up loving you. Loving you just a bit too much.
It's hard to choose a favorite among the songs in this packed album, but for me, it's Loving You, the first song on the B-side, which just appealed to me because of its simple melody and earnest lines. Loving you is such an easy thing to do, the song goes.
Such an easy thing to do. No, you never know.
And it's driving me crazy. I'm not gonna stop and I'm not giving up loving you. Loving you. Loving you just a bit too much. Every Filipino who's been in love can certainly relate to those lines. It was composed and arranged by the late great Jerry Paraiso, who also gave us You by Basil Valdez and You Won't See Me Crying, which we talked about in an earlier episode of Ox Lang. The second one has this Pinoy disco anthem that I believe everyone knows.
Walang iba ang sasarap sa pagtitinginan natin.
I believe everyone who knows OPM, who loves it, knows this song. Awitin Mo, Isasayaw Ko is one of the hits in VST & Company Volume 1. Not too many people know that decades before Vicente Soto III became a politician and now Senate President, he was an executive producer of Vika Records. He was responsible for putting out some of the highest-selling albums during the peak of OPM in the 1970s and 1980s. And one of those groups that became famous under his watch is VST & Company, known for churning out one disco-inspired hit after another. There have been many theories or speculations about the meaning of VST, but if you ask the Senate President, VST simply stands for Vicente Soto III, and it still goes by those three letters today. They were one of the biggest acts in the 1970s because they gave a very Filipino flavor to the disco genre that was lording over the charts then. Their melodies may have been flavored heavily by the disco tunes of the United States, but the humor and the gait in the lyrics are very Pinoy. Responsible for many of the songs are Joey De Leon and Vic Soto. Yes, the same team of Itbulaga fame. Their hits are compiled in this album that is guaranteed to get you on your feet the whole way through. Who can resist dancing to the likes of Rock Baby Rock and Magsayawan? I've had many conversations with Senator Soto about his days at Vicar, and he still chuckles at the memories from those heady days. He is proud of what VST put out, songs you just can't help dancing to. In this album, listeners can also appreciate the big sound of the music then, since there was still more money coming in to pay for a whole range of musicians, from the horns to the rhythm section and sometimes the strings, with everyone playing live in one big studio. That kind of grand production was quite common then, but unfortunately not so much today, when budgets have tightened and many acts have turned to effects and perhaps even autotune.
Itong awit ng pag-ibig, awit.
Now on to the third album.
Nais na magkalayo tayo. Nagselos ka at nilayuan mo ako.
That's the late great Rico J. Puno with my favorite track of his, Sorry Na, Pwede Ba? Rico J. was one of the most popular singers in the golden years of OPM, and he is greatly missed. He had style and a signature raspy and powerful voice that made him a legend.
Kahit na ano pa ang iyong gusto, okay lang basta't magkabati tayo.
Most of the songs that made him an icon are here in this album, first released in 1978. It contains classic OPM songs such as Kapalaran, May Bukas Pa, and of course his own take on The Way We Were. These are some of the songs most associated with the late vocalist who got his start in music bars, particularly Spindle, which was one of the most popular night spots during those years. Rico J was one of the biggest stars under contract with Vicor, comparable to let's say how Sara Geronimo is with Viva today. He had a great rapport with the audience, and also became quite known for combining his singing prowess with risque humor that often got him in trouble, but at the same time endeared him to his audience. Like all artists, he went through career highs and lows, and this album represents Rico J at his zenith. Boomers and Gen Xers like me listen to this album for that trip down memory lane. I myself was just in grade school when this came out, so I really did not appreciate its beauty until much later. I like the songs here, but my favorite is Sorry Na, Pwede Ba? I like it because it is a playful take on those tampuhans that lovers inevitably have. It's not difficult to sing along to, and the lyrics are easy to remember. Two ingredients, after all, that make a hit song. Plus, it was written by Ray Valera, who is my fourth choice on this list.
Kung akala mo'y nanlilina,
that was Ako Si Superman.
Kailangan kita upang mabuhay sa mundo.
You might recognize Ray Valera as the Tawag ng Tanghalan coach, but he started many years ago as a songwriter, and he was one of those signed by Tito Soto for Vicor Records. He penned Mr. DJ and Kahit Maputi Na Ang Buhok Ko for Sharon Cuneta. For me, what gives Ray Valera's songs enduring appeal is his focus on the everyman.
Ikaw ang lahat sa buhay ko. Ako si Superman, pagkasama kita.
He may not be as soaring or poetic as George Canseco or as musically gifted as Willy Cruz, but what he added to the Filipino songbook are compositions that speak directly to the man in the street. As he always says, pag sinabi kong mahal kita, maging sino ka man. It's as direct as they come. And he also made sure that most everyone who can carry a tune can sing his songs. And that is why Filipinos young and old know his songs, and it's likely that the next generation will too. They can start learning by listening to this album featuring the first hit he wrote that he sang himself, the single Na Alala Ka, and his own version of Kahit Maputi Na Ang Buhok Ko. And my favorite, Ako Si Superman.
Ako si Superman, pagkasama kita.
I like this song, which is included in his long list of greatest hits, because it is typical of a Ray Valera love song. It is simple, direct, and relatable. Ray told me that Ako Si Superman, which he wrote for his wife, was originally supposed to be sung by Rico J. Ray had just been signed by Viker, and he was over the moon that it was going to be offered to Rico J, who was very popular then. Sabi nga niya nalaman na daw sa buong Bulacan, where he is from, nakakantahin ni Rico J yung kanta niya. Unfortunately, Rico J turned down the song, thinking then that it did not fit his image. Ray, of course, was dejected, but then Rico J's rejection paved the way for Ray singing it himself. It was released as a single in 1977, and from there, the composer also became a singer, and he never looked back since.
Sa mundo.
And now we come to the last, but not the least, on this list.
Ikaw ang lahat sa akin. Kahit ika'y wala sa aking piling, isang magandang alaala, isang kahapon, lagi kong kasama.
The last on our list is also the youngest, Martin Rivera. His simply titled vinyl album, Martin, contains some of his earliest hits that gave us a taste of the 1980s OPM marked by solo artists such as Martin and Gary Valenciano. Many of their songs were written in English, such as Martin's bouncy Please Don't Take My Heart Away, You Are To Me, and the vein busting On The Right Track. But the top song for me in this album is the one in Filipino, Ikaw Ang Lahat Sa Akin, which for me best showed what made Martin one of the best vocalists the country has ever produced. For one thing, Martin did not need to resort to vocal calisthenics to sing this song. Instead, he internalized the lyrics and then expressed what composer Cecil Azarcon meant through its instantly recognizable voice. Cecil Azarcon wrote beloved songs such as Lift Up Your Hands and Sana Ikaw Na Nga. Cecil shared with me that the song was a result of a two-hour conversation that she had with Martin. She had already moved to the States then, and Martin was able to track her down through a mutual friend. He specifically asked her for a song in Filipino. After that long conversation, Cecil had the song in mind, and in just 20 minutes, Ikaw Ang Lahat Sa Akin was done.
Ikaw ang lahat sa akin, samay kapal aking dinadalangin.
The song became a phenomenal hit for Martin in the 1980s, as he related even better with his audience with the Filipino songs. Having spent many of his growing up years in the United States, Martin was understandably more comfortable singing in English. But with this song, Martin proved that he was no slouch in Filipino either. Listen to it and you'll be left with no doubt that he meant what he was saying, that she was everything to him. These are just five of the Cornerstone OPM albums reissued by Vicor, and more are expected to come through the pipeline. You can start building your OPM collection with these, but feel free to go vinyl hunting. That's as much fun as listening to the album. You can go to the usual haunts such as the Makati Central Square, where Placa Planet and Bebop Records are, where you can also get some tips on what equipment you can use to start with, if you don't have the players already. You can also scour the internet for some finds or check out the releases from other record companies such as Universal and PolyEast, or upstarts that are cropping up such as Offshore Music and Backspacer Records. There are a lot of choices out there, but be ready to spend a bit more because OPM records are generally more expensive than the foreign ones, probably because they are harder to find and have a smaller production volume. Now, since you invested in the vinyl, do yourself a favor and enjoy the time listening to it, including the hits and the crackle, especially of the older, pre-loved records. They all add to the character. Read the notes too. The words, the insights, and even just knowing the names of the composers and the musicians involved in the production provide perspective that adds to the experience that streaming just does not provide. Vinyl is like fine wine. It is not gulped down, never rushed, but savored. And that's our fourth episode of Ox Lang Season 2. Ang Ox Lang ay isang podcast ng Philippine Daily Inquirer powered by Puma Podcast. Do you agree with my list? Let me know by leaving a comment on the Facebook page of Inquirer Podcasts. Tell me, what's in your vinyl library? Once again, I'm your host, Tina Arceo Dumlao. Huwag kalimutang mag-subscribe sa Ox Lang on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Hanggang sa susunod na episode, mabuhay ang OPM!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.